Looking Forward.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Looking Forward with me, Svetlana Yakimenko.
And with me, Viktor Arafeev. Hello, everybody.
Viktor, I know you travel a lot. Obviously, you've been to the UK. You've been to London, I suppose.
Sure,
of course. Do you like London?
A lot, yes.
Isn't it amazing?
Amazing.
I love the place.
Yes.
But, you know, I have a lot of friends living there. I have people who've lived there for a while, and it is not an easy place to live in because it is expensive.
It's very expensive.
And, of course, the property market as well. And we've had numerous guests on shows who've been telling us, well, yeah, buying property in London is very expensive and the prices seem to be going up. Well, apparently, there's a reason for that because some of these prices have been pushed up by people who want to, launder crooked money. Buying property.
It's good to know more about that, really.
I am always for transparency. I think there should be more transparency in this. And apparently, the UK Prime Minister David Cameron a while ago was saying that the government's going to take steps to stop corrupt money from entering the UK property market. And anyway, this is a move that's been generally welcomed. Global Witness is an international NGO that's been working to expose corruption and environmental exploitation. And it's very interesting because I was just thinking, why London? I mean, obviously, this is something that can be seen happening in a lot of other capitals in the world.
Why London? Because London is really expensive. You land in Heathrow and you decide, should you take a taxi? Should you take a cab? And then you think the cab will be more expensive than the air ticket from Moscow to London. This is really, that's why London.
But of course, I mean, it's historical, isn't it? I mean, there's a sort of status to it, owning property there.
Yeah, sure. Now, to have a house, to have an apartment in London, it's very snobbish, and that's why probably it's very expensive now.
I mean, apparently they're saying that it was amazing. I read that ownership of Baker Street, home to the fictional Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
A lot there is owned by people who've been laundering crooked money.
Really?
Yeah. So it's quite a revelation. And of course, there have been some major probes into London's top property dealings. Apparently, there are going to be some wide-reaching reforms. And what they're looking for is a way to make it more transparent so that you could see the names behind some of the country's most exclusive addresses. We managed to link up with someone who's actually from the Global Witness NGO, and we've been talking to Chido Dunn, Senior Campaigner, Governments and Corruption at Global Witness UK, who was able to shed more light on this. First of all, why now? The problem's been around for quite some time, hasn't it? So what is prompting the UK government to tackle it head on at this particular moment in time?
The presence of money that's been gained by corruption entering the UK property market has been a problem for a long time. This isn't the first that we know about it. However, it is the first time that the UK government has publicly acknowledged the extent of the problem and has agreed to take steps to end it. It's something that we've all been aware of for quite a long time. And really, in the West, in the UK and in places like the US, we've sort of turned our backs to it and not considered the extent of the problem. And what we're seeing now is a real push at the level of government as a result of work done by journalists and campaigners to really make them acknowledge the extent of the problem and take active steps to deal with it.
Now, look at the people involved. They use excellent means of hiding the laundering they're doing and, of course, their own identities because of the use of anonymous companies. So what can you do about that?
In almost every case that we see of money laundering through property, the people involved have used anonymous companies to hide who they really are. So it becomes very difficult to know where they got their money from. And it's a very big problem, and it's one that we see a lot of. What can be done about it is rules can be put in place that make it compulsory for these companies, these anonymous companies, to tell government, law enforcement, journalists, the public, who really is behind those companies. This is a big problem to tackle, and it's something that the UK has already made regulations to ensure will happen here. So in the UK now, any company that's incorporated in the UK will have to list publicly who its real owners are. Now, that will only deal with part of the problem, because still in places like the British Virgin Islands or, you know, in Delaware in the United States of America, it's still possible to have anonymous company. But it's an important first step that the UK government has taken. And now we will be pushing, and we hope that the UK government will be pushing for other governments to follow its lead.
Looking forward.
You know, Victor, that's all very well said and done, rules and regulations, but I was just reading lately that there's been an undercover investigation, and they discovered that experts from some of London's, well, best-known firms, they were all prepared to, you know, seal the deal on multi-million pound mansions, even when they were told that the money to pay for them was, well, crooked money, proceeds of crime. People are often easily bribed. You have to face that. And there'll be no amount of rules and regulations can stop that.
Yeah, it's really difficult to understand also where we speak almost all the time in our program about red line. Here it's also a red line. You know, there is a free market, right? And if you start to fight against free market, then you'll start to fight against open society about all achievements of real, let's say, good capitalism, right? And if we don't fight against corruption, then we'll also lose a lot of things. But this is very important here to find the balance between fighting the corruption and also conserving the free market. What do you think about
it? I agree, but I mean, just it's human nature. I mean, human nature is, well, flawed. And people are
and
easily...
sometimes weak.
Yes, and people are easily swayed. And that will always be the case, no matter the regulations and rules that are in force. So I suppose that is, there's always that blind spot, you know, that's going to be there. Let's get back to Tudo Dunn and hear more about this. According to Transparency International, at least $190 billion worth of property in England and Wales is now owned by companies registered offshore. So that obviously gives you an idea of the scale. How could you, so to say, plug the hole?
The figure that comes out of Transparency International and also some research done by the Financial Times in the UK is that £122 billion of property is owned using offshore companies. Now, that's a huge, huge amount, and that is about $200 million. How you plug the hole? Well, in essence, using anonymous companies in and of itself isn't a bad thing. People might use it for different reasons. However, what we need is we need for those companies to no longer be anonymous. We need to know who's really behind them so that people will know who they're dealing with and will know where their money's come from. So the best way to plug the hole is to stop those companies from being anonymous. Now, a lot of those anonymous companies won't necessarily have links to corruption, but those that do should come out of the woodwork, and we should be able to identify who they are and take steps to investigate those assets and see whether or not they should be seized and returned back to the states from where the money came.
Well, I mean, the key word here, obviously, Victor, is transparency.
Transparency,
something that
yes.
I said before. I mean, you will have legal loopholes. There will always be that blind spot. And there will be companies that own property, sure. But if it's not anonymous, then you can do some tracking, do some investigation. I suppose that's the way.
Well, of course, it's better to fight against it. And the fight itself is very important just because you show that you are against it. But what will be results, I don't know exactly. I'm not sure that will be the
you
best.
You don't answer. Sound very optimistic about
no,
this.
No, I think the fight is already optimistic. It's very good that they started to fight. It's very good that we have the goal to stop it. The fight itself should be important thing for us, for every human being, just to fight against bad things in the life, right? And this is bad thing as well. Economy is important for us these days, and I would say that when we say the human being is weak, the fight will help us human beings to be more stronger.
That's a good point. Yes, I have to agree with you there. Let's get back to Tudo Dunn.
Looking forward.
Are the new measures to be introduced by the UK government going to be perhaps detrimental to investment?
I think people are making certain arguments that, you know, money comes into the UK as a result of its system, which allows not too many checks to be asked of people. However, what the Prime Minister has come out and said is that dirty money isn't wanted in Britain. So if there is an impact on investment, well, then in relation to these particular properties, so be it. However, at the same time, there are lots of studies and public figures that have said that the cost of corruption is quite high. It's estimated that corruption adds an extra 10% onto the cost of doing normal business. So although maybe you'll have a few less mansions being bought using corrupt money, you will also have a more stable economic environment where people know who they're dealing with and can be feel safe that the people they're dealing with, the regimes they're dealing with, will not have any nasty surprises. And in addition, at least in the UK and in other areas like London, the presence of corrupt money is driving up house prices. So it's having a detrimental economic effect on people who live in the UK. You have the head of the National Crime Agency in the UK say, although there will be some, you know, negative side effects, there will also be lots and lots of benefits economically, both overseas and in the UK.
London is not the only safe haven for corrupt money. What about the situation in other cities and how are they dealing with it?
Well, at Global Witness, we've been conducting our investigation into London as the first example of a safe haven. Now, it is by no means the only example.
Why would you think London is a trailblazer here?
You have also seen in New York, stories have come out recently about links between suspect individuals and properties there. And the New York mayor has recently said that he will collect the information of who owns property in New York. However, he hasn't agreed to make that public, and it's not quite clear, you know, how all of that will work. So there are some steps being taken in New York, but all around the world, this is a big problem. And certainly the steps being taken in London are the strongest and the clearest indication that this problem can't exist. But you'll have to look to places like Miami, New York, Paris, the south of France, Geneva. All of these are other examples where people who have something to hide might go buy properties in order to make investments there.
Right. Well, I can see that this is going to be quite a balancing act, Victor, because, I mean, look, on the one hand, investment might suffer, I would think, due to some of these new rules and regulations. But of course, it's worth it if they're going to, in the long run, get a more stable economic environment.
Yeah, it's interesting that our expert, she called the best places in the world.
You've been
France.
To all of them.
Yeah, I've been to all of them, yeah. But when I listened to her, I remember that my mother and my grandmother always told me, wash your hands before going to have a dinner because you touched money. Money is dirty. So for us, the Russian intelligentsia, all money were dirty. All money means money with S. All monies were dirty. And it's interesting, when we enter capitalist society, we have to decide which money is good and which money is dirty. It's something new for us.
It's going to be curious to see what's going to happen next, really, and whether it's really going to go any further than just words, you know? And I mean, obviously, there will be new rules, there will be new regulations, but it's going to take a while before anything actually happens.
But still, it's better to fight.
Oh, surely, yes. Yeah. Yes, it's a positive sign, absolutely.
Yeah, and this way, I think that the British government, which decided to fight, made a good step.
It's a step in the right direction,
yeah.
Yes, isn't it?
Yes, step in the right direction, and probably other countries will follow it as well.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen to the London property market in view of these developments, because you know that the Treasury in the UK apparently received a £150 million, that's a huge sum, windfall, just in the past 3 months because of the tax on properties that were purchased by companies and investment funds rather than individuals. So, I mean, that's quite a lot. And that was a tax that was introduced in 2013, 2014, and it raised a huge sum. Now, that's because, of course, as our guest mentioned, some of these prices of the property market have been deliberately driven up by people seeking to launder money. So you can see how there's going to be, like I said before, this balancing act. Some would really find it beneficial to see the prices go up. And there will be people who will probably obstruct this process.
But I'm wondering, do you think that it touch only rich people, these prices? Or, let's say, middle class also is
affected? This is mainly to do with the high-end property market, of course. I'm seeing it generally affecting the really expensive properties, the really expensive mansions, the luxury mansions, of course, because that's where these people or the companies that are laundering crooked money, they would target that area of the property market, I'm sure. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's it for this edition of Looking Forward with me, Svetlana Yakimenko.
And with me, Viktor Arafeev. Goodbye, everyone. All the best to you and talk to you next week.